That almost broke this call.
Yeah.
You're pissing him off with these pointless questions.
I get it now with a different perspective, for sure.
Danny, never make another phone call that you don't text afterward if they don't answer. Make sure that you're not just calling the same dead list over and over again. If I just took this conversation, gave it a better logical next step at the end, that might sound something like, cash call, everybody. Dale Archdeacon back for another week. I have an esteemed guest, Danny. Danny, tell us about yourself, who you are, and where you're from.
My name is Danny Peters. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. Currently service DFW in residential and commercial real estate. And I started this business in the end of 2019, right before the Great Recession.
Why do you like selling real estate?
It's kind of the freedom to be your own boss, and also the ability to work as hard as you can or hard as you want. You are the predictor of your own success. I like how it really, you can help a lot of people in this business.
That's great, man. What's your sales goal for this year?
My goal this year is to have more regularity, hoping 10, 12 million total gross, and also increase my property management income. I also do commercial property management, which is a nice aside to my residential and commercial sales businesses as well.
Okay, great, man. So we train 4 key metrics in my real estate training company, and you need to be tracking your contacts, appointments set, appointments met, contracts signed. So Danny, I know you're one of our students. I'm going to put you on the spot here, and your trainer's going to be upset if you don't answer this well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tracking your contacts on a daily and weekly basis, your appointments set and met, and your contract signed?
Yeah, we have to put that into sync. I mean, we use what's called CTE.
CTE.
And we were tracking that before we joined your group. But now it's even more in accountability with Lori.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, our trainer, Lori. So on average, how many contacts are you making approximately a week?
Nowhere near enough. I bet you my average is probably 2 to 10. I'm pretty poor contact.
Wait, rate. You said 2 to 10 a week or 2 to 10 a day?
I would say lately it's getting better with our new lead sources, but an average, a couple a day.
Okay, all right. We're going to get into your calls. We're going to be listening to your calls, but I just want to work on you a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you time blocking your lead gen blocks? Or do you have a start time and a stop time?
Yes, we have a block in the morning.
How long is that block?
Yeah, well, the first part of that block is a team meeting, and then we have call times 10 to 11.
So that's 1 hour.
Yeah. So we have 2 hours in the morning of calls, and then 2 hours in the afternoon, generally speaking. But the 2 hours is the bare minimum.
The hour in the morning, you said from 10 to 11.
No, we call 9 to 11.
Okay, but you said the first part's a team meeting.
Yeah, the first hour, 8 to 9, is a meeting.
Oh, 8 to 9. So then 9 to 11. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's 2 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many dials are you knocking out in the 2 hours?
Prior to trying out FSBOs, I was way faster, but generally from like 30 to 60, unless something comes up, you know, on average.
And how many conversations would you have?
Oh, man. On my calls today, I had a hang up and an already bought, but I didn't get any new business this morning.
So you're saying you only had 2 interactions in 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's brutal. Are you texting everybody after you call them?
No, I should be.
Okay. Danny, never make another phone call that you don't text afterward if they don't answer. Okay, here's why. When my phone rings and I don't recognize that number and I don't answer it, what do you think I'm waiting for?
A text?
A text message to come through. You're missing a lot of opportunity to
interact. I know, I need to make that a habit.
Do you want to not waste 2 hours of your day not interacting with people? I don't.
No.
Okay,
yeah,
so
true, yeah.
You would even be better if you just texted and didn't call. I'm not saying don't call. I'm saying to call and not text is worse than just texting without a call.
What do you think about voicemails?
I don't leave voicemails. It's a waste of time.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So go fast. Call, text, email. Call, text, email. You'll get a lot more responses. And make sure that you're not just calling the same dead list over and over again.
That's what my problem used to be. I used to call the same dead list. That was lowering my contact rate.
Here's your new assignment, Danny. For every hour that you spend lead generating, you must get 7 to 8 interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, holy shit, Dale, how the hell do I do that? I don't know. Figure it out. It's doable. You have to do that.
Would you consider a text and interact? And
yes.
A text back?
Dude, voice to voice, text to text, email to email, DM to DM. they stop by and talk to you, I don't care. That's an interaction.
Yeah, because I need that new business, my pipeline.
Yes. 7 to 8 interactions, contacts per hour that you invest in lead generating. That's what you have to do. And when I give salespeople that assignment, they figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do the same thing. Okay, let's jump in and listen to some of your calls, all right?
I got thick skin. Can't offend me. I need to push.
Excellent. All right, buddy. So I'm going to play this call here. We got a buyer, potential buyer, so it sounds like you're following up. I'm just going to skip forward some of the, you know, I know you said you're using Dialpad to record these things.
Yes.
It's great that you guys are getting recordings because there's a lot of agents out there who aren't recording. A lot of salespeople aren't recording their stuff. The level to which we can help you if you're recording is vastly better than if we aren't recording.
Yeah, we started that and it's been helpful.
Hello?
Yeah. Pratika, this is Dan from the Home Finder site in Irving. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, a few months ago, we just saw you sign up looking for a house out there. I was really just checking in to see if you were still looking or if your plans might have changed.
I think this is pretty good, man. You had a decent intro script. You used his name assumptively. And you said this is the action that he took. You sign up on our site to look at homes for sale, whatever it is, a few months ago. That's all great for an older lead. Mm-hmm. And then you said, have you purchased yet or have your plans changed? Which I don't think is bad. I think that you could go, have you purchased yet or are you still shopping? That would be the only little tweak I would make.
Okay.
But otherwise, you have a really good script here and you're doing well. And I know that you're in Texas. And generally speaking, in my experience in the South, conversation goes a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. And you can use a formal salutation like, hi, this is Danny with whatever realty. How are you? Or how's your day? And that's okay. If you want to try getting rid of the salutation to see if it helps keep people on the call with you longer, you can also test that.
A previous trainer instructed us years ago to never, ever ask how they're doing. It comes out sometimes out of habit. But generally speaking, you know, you're right. It makes the calls better.
Here's what I'll say. A salutation is a normal function of speech. Even mm-hmm. if you call your friend or your mom or whoever, you typically don't just launch into whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You usually say some form of, hey, what's going on? Or what's up, right? That's an informal salutation. It's totally normal. So mm-hmm. if you want to use it, you can. And you're in the South, which typically requires a bit of a politer touch. And that's totally okay. You can also play with getting rid of it and getting straight to the point. So that would just sound like, hi, Danny, this is Dale with whatever realty. I see you registered on our site a while ago to look at homes. I wanted to see if you've purchased something already or if you're still shopping. So now I've just pushed it all in there, who I am, why I'm calling you, and what I want to know.
It's pretty frank. It's good.
Yep. Pretty straightforward, right? So let's hear where this guy goes. You asked him if his plans have changed or if he's purchased.
No, I'm not looking right now.
Okay, so you stopped looking in Irving for a home?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you already buy something?
No, not really.
It was a good question. Did you already buy something? Great.
Hmm.
And you're staying in the conversation. Good job.
But I have postponed it for like 6 months, so.
Okay, so you postponed it for 6 months. Are you waiting for some interest rates to change possibly?
Yes.
Now, here's the problem.
I gave him that objection.
You gave him the reason. You gave him the objection. You didn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't give them the objection. So what would you do instead based on our training, Danny?
Oh, well, I'm not quite sure, but I think I would try to get more information, provide more service, and don't give him that objection.
Let's play that out, okay? So I say, oh, no, I've postponed it for 6 months. What's our training, Danny?
Why?
Yep. Why what?
Why are you waiting?
Why have you postponed it for 6 months? But you have to do it without the word why.
Repeat back. Repeat back what they already told you. What makes you wait 6 months? Or why do you think you're going to wait 6 months? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do. You can do it even better. What's important about waiting 6 months? How did you decide to wait 6 months?
That all sounds a lot better when you use that kind of language.
Super easy, right? All right, do it back to me. Yeah, hey, we postponed it for 6 months.
Okay, Dale, so what's important to you about waiting for 6 months?
Beautiful, dude. Now you're going to get my unfiltered answer. You're going to get his unfiltered answer, right? instead of him just saying, you say, oh, was it interest rates? Yeah, salesperson, it was interest rates. Bye-bye, right?
I don't often use the word important, but I'm going to start incorporating that.
You can use important, you can use advantage, you can use benefit, you can use any of those words. That's how you handle that. All right, so now let's hear what you do. So he latches onto interest rates, right? Mm-hmm. And you start doing the salesman thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, as far as I can tell, you know, rates are probably going to hold steady, but we will just follow up periodically until we can help you, okay?
Yeah, just gave up the ghost.
Yeah, dude. You were like, no, you shouldn't wait, but I'm going to roll over and play dead, and I'm threatening to call you randomly in the future.
I feel like Jack on the Titanic trying to get on that board.
It's all right, man. Listen, just call the guy back.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I'd probably call him back after I laughed at you, which I apologize for. But
No.
I didn't laugh at you. I laughed at the scenario.
You're fine, I promise.
I'd probably call the guy back and just be like, hey, whatever his name was, you mentioned that you were waiting 6 months, maybe for the interest rates. I forgot to ask you, what's important about waiting 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask the question that we should ask. It's okay, dude. We can't break it. We're already at no.
Like Grant Cardone says, nothing you can say can screw up the deal. It's hard to.
Nothing you can say can screw up a no, right? We're already at no.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just rolled over and let him go. And here's what I would say, man. Was there a logical next step? So, you know, we teach logical next step. I don't know if Lori's gotten to that with you guys yet.
We know a little bit about it, but we haven't covered it super.
All right. So logical next step is, when are we going to talk? Why are we going to talk? And what's the lead going to get out of it?
Yeah, we need a reason to follow up, right?
Right. So let's hear if we had one.
I didn't have one.
We will just follow up periodically until we can help you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
He's like, thanks for the warning so I don't have to answer my phone again.
Yeah, thanks for prefacing me not answering.
So when are we going to talk next? We don't know. It's whenever we call him, right? Why are we going to talk next? It was vaguely so we can see if we can help you. What's he going to get out of it? Not clear at all. If I just took this conversation and gave it a better logical next step at the end, that might sound something like, Danny, thanks for your time, man. Listen, here's what I'll do. I'm constantly monitoring the interest rates because I love saving my clients a lot of money. So I will update you next week on where they are in case it makes enough financial difference for you that you want to take advantage of it.
That's pretty good.
I just made that up, but I know that I need the three pieces. Thank you. Right? When we're going to talk, why we're going to talk, and what you're going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I made it.
Do you foresee these calls going the same when these lawsuits peter out, or what do you think?
Here's a couple things I think. Is one, people could have bought houses without real estate agents in the past this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So that really hasn't changed much. Agents used to, before Zillow and Realtor turned us into go and show agents.
Yeah.
Realtors used to have business conversations with a buyer. We presented our value. We told them what we were going to do. We told them how much we charged, and we asked them to sign an agreement to work with us. Back then, it was, hey, here's how much we charge, but that's typically taken care of by the seller. However, if they don't take care of it, you'll be responsible for paying this, right? That's what used to happen, and we would sign a buyer-broker relationship agreement. So here's what's going to happen in the future. One, some of the hype around this is going to die down. Buyers will still need to be educated about what an agent does, what value we bring, and how we get compensated. So that's still what's going to happen. And we might have a couple of objections that are new, like, I don't want to pay an agent out of pocket. And we just do the same thing we do, right? We deal with it. We ask questions into the face of it, just like we train. That's what I think is going to happen. So I'm going to play this next one. We got a for sale by owner here.
Hey, this is Danny DXP. I was calling about the home for sale on Stone Ridge. Is this the owner?
Danny, what script are you working from?
I've been using.
Now, I'm going to try not to have my feelings hurt the fact that you are at a much better training company now and you're using an old script, and that's okay. I'm going to play this intro for you again. I want you to tell me, as a consumer, okay, as a consumer, how confident and knowledgeable and prepared does this salesperson sound to you, just from the beginning?
Hey, this is Danny XP. I was calling about the home for sale on Stone Ridge. Is this the owner?
It's not presumptive like our buyer scripts, because our buyer scripts assume the right name and everything, and there's no questions.
Yeah. So this salesperson is going up on the end, because he's not sure who he's talking to, and he's asking me if I'm the owner of my property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you can do the same with this, just like we do with every other script.
Okay.
This guy is Joe. You know it's Joe, and you know it's his house, right?
So be presumptive.
Be presumptive. Hi, Joe. This is Danny. I'm giving you a call about your property on address, and then ask him what you want to ask him.
Because they'll tell you if you're wrong, correct?
Right. Yeah. What happens if it's the wrong house and not the guy? He's going to tell you.
And we always like hearing our own name, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're a salesperson and you're going to interrupt my day, be prepared, be professional, know what the hell you're doing and where you are and who you're talking to. And if you don't know, just act like it.
Yep.
Because if you're
wrong,
they'll
tell you. Make it. Right, Dale?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So now let's listen to the rest of the script.
Okay, great.
I wonder how you got my business number. I've been trying to keep it all in my personal so that my business doesn't get blown up.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Joseph. So my back-end system just imports, you know, people for selling their houses, and that's just the number they gave me. Unintentional,
gotcha.
Man.
No, you're good. I was just wondering how it figured out to link this one. It's because my business location... I tried to move it before all this, but I don't know if Google has officially moved it. So,
okay,
it's all good.
Yeah, I was looking. I was looking to your house on Zillow, and it actually had a different number, but I went with my system.
Gotcha.
Are you? So I see you're. You said you're a construction guy. Are you currently just flipping this house, or what's the status with your house in Frisco?
So, Danny, you asked a great question here. That was a great question to get him talking about the property and what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll hear what he has to say.
It's for sale. It's more of a live-in flip. You know, I've been there for 3 years. And so as I'm living in there, I remodeled everything. And so now I'm ready to move on. Go ahead and get my tax-free money and move into my next one now.
Okay, so... You're gonna 1031 to another property?
No, I'm actually gonna take it out because it was primary residence. That
mm-hmm.
is what I'm
okay.
Use.
Well, excellent, man. Where do you think you're gonna go next after you sell this?
Are you familiar with how capital gains works?
Yeah, I've done a few 1031s.
Okay.
I didn't realize you already told me primary residence.
Okay. Yeah, not a big deal. I just wanted to make sure you know how capital gains works.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing really good in the conversation here, man. We're doing really good so far. I think that with this kind of guy, because he's so willing to talk to you and nice and he's an investor, at some point here, probably around now, you can just cut straight to it, right? And say, hey, I see you have it listed for sale by owner. How come you're not listing with an agent? Just ask him the question.
Just
see what he says.
Up.
Yeah, straight up.
I've already got it. I already bought a really nice house in Plano.
Okay. So you're moving a little farther south of Plano.
Yeah, it was just such a it's one that I've got it for $545 and it'll probably go when I'm done remodeling it close to $950.
That's a pretty good come up. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It's
a hell of a flip.
Yeah,
well,
that's a hell of a turnaround, man. So let me ask you this, man, on a 1 to 10, how bad do you have to sell this house?
Oh, there's that crappy script we're using, man.
Sorry.
You were doing great until you got to that point.
I know. It kind of seems, when you think about it afterwards, it kind of seems shitty.
You don't need that stupid question in there, right? And you don't want to follow the script. You have a good conversation with this guy. Really, it comes down to he's trying to sell it for sale by owner for one or two reasons. Let's just
mm-hmm.
figure out what it is and have a straight up conversation with this guy, right? We don't need to do some weird fit into my script stuff.
How about, do I have to sell it?
Oh, yeah, Lord. Like, okay.
I used to do Airbnb with it, so worst case scenario, I just convert it right back to Airbnb.
That almost broke this call.
Yeah.
You realize that almost broke the call because
his tone changed.
Yeah, he was like, what a dumb question. Like, that's an off-base question, you know what I mean? Mm. But you were reading your script, and he's like, what do you mean, have to, I don't know, right? It doesn't make sense. Burn that script.
I need to see yours again, because I Googled one day on the middle of a call, I was like, top 10 FSBOs. I need to find yours again.
Danny, you want a script for first sale by owners?
Let's hear it.
Really, the only thing that you need to know is how to get into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're calling an area where for sale by owners are not super competitive, just call them up and say who you are, where you're calling from, ask them if the property's still available, right? And then ask them if they're paying a commission if you bring a buyer. That's mm-hmm. the next question. And then ask them how they decided to sell the property themselves instead of using a real estate agent and see what they say. Straightforward. If you're in a super competitive market, a better approach, and I don't subscribe to the let me come see it, let me come preview it ideology. I want to know that I'm coming to your property to talk about either selling it, right? Whether or not you sign a listing agreement with me, will you offer a commission if I bring a buyer? I just want to know that in this kind of low inventory environment, mm-hmm. right? But we're having some, I want to know that before I get to your house, there's some sort of agreement that you're going to sell it and you'll compensate me if I'm involved in it.
You want some compensation for work.
At least, mm-hmm. yeah, right? So I don't believe in just the preview stuff. If you're in a super competitive market where you can't even get your foot in the door, that might sound something more like, ring, ring, Danny.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Danny. This is Dale Archdeacon with Whatever Realty. Listen, I'm sure you get a lot of calls from real estate agents. I'm not calling to list your property. I actually have a partnership proposal for you if you are interested in hearing me out for 2 minutes.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah. So basically, I'll spend my time, my money, and my energy finding buyers to compete with each other and make you offers on your property. And if I fail, you pay me nothing.
That's pretty fair to me.
Yeah, not bad, right? Okay, good. That's in a really competitive market.
Yeah, DFW is, depends where you are. It can be pretty competitive or not competitive.
Let's hear how this goes.
Okay, and the HOA, is there an HOA to, the HOA doesn't mind Airbnbs out there? I know it's kind of an issue in Dallas now. I'm wondering if that bled over to Frisco.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. That's good, man. So just a couple of questions for you. I'm kind of doing a survey in this area and I wanted to get some info from people in the trenches. Are you just using Zillow to market?
So now listening back to this, knowing this guy's an investor, doesn't this, it just sounds dumb, right?
Yeah.
Not you, but the script is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where did you end up with this guy? Did you book an appointment with him?
Yeah. I had an appointment, had to change for a personal reason, and tried to get back with him the next week when he said he would reschedule. Never got back with him.
That hurts. Did you schedule a preview or did you schedule to go actually talk to
him? I scheduled a stupid preview and not for my real reason.
Okay. All right. Let's hear how that goes.
Are you just using Zillow to market this bad boy, or how are you doing it?
Well, I learned that for sale by owner on Zillow does a very poor job at putting it out there. They kind of work with the realtors not to show it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be putting it on the MLS.
Okay.
I'm doing a limited service with an agent.
Okay.
He's just putting it on the list.
Okay, so you're going to do a limited service with an agent. How long do you think you're going to try it with a limited service?
It's not a bad question, and it's on your old crappy script, but not a bad question.
I'll probably give it 2 to 3 weeks and then consider other options.
Okay, so a couple weeks, man. Well, you know what, Joseph? I'm actually a full-service agent. I do commercial and residential.
Okay, now before you start pitching, what did he say he was going to do after a couple of weeks of being flat fee?
Other options.
What question would you like to ask this guy before you start pitching?
I should have asked, what other options are you considering?
Yes, exactly. Because what I want to know is, who are your other options? And how did you decide on them? And why didn't you go with them in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know those things before I start to pitch you. So let's hear you get down to this.
Out in DFW. Would you consider letting me come by the house, take a preview and see if I might have some potential buyers and then possibly present some options after you try the limited service listing?
Sure. I mean, I'm offering for buyer's agents, I'm offering 1.5%.
Okay.
So I want to see if, you know, cause I don't expect agents to buy for nothing.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm not silly on that aspect. I am doing open house 11 to 4, but if you want to schedule a time to come by, I can definitely do that.
Okay, Joseph, what times work this week for you? I'll work around. I'm pretty free in the afternoon.
My day 5:30.
Okay, I can do 5:30 on Friday. That should be just fine, Joseph. Joseph, my system also gave me your email.
I would stop using his name so much.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
Okay.
If
you need anything else, just respond to email, and also send you my information via text as well.
All right. And yeah, for just because I want to try again to separate business from the deal, is the text you should use?
Thanks, Joseph. I'll talk to you soon, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. So I'm going to let it slide because we had the appointment scheduled when we talk about logical next step, when, why, and what, right? But I would say this. We're missing so much about what this guy's going to do, why he's going to do it, and what he's getting out of it that we didn't get out of him on this conversation. And if you're talking to a Harry homeowner, right, who doesn't really know what they're doing and you just want to get in the door, that would be okay. This dude's savvy. This dude's connected. He's got plans. Just get from him in this conversation why he's doing it that way and what he's going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And then just pitch him straight.
I feel like I wasted his time a little bit.
Yeah, you did kind of waste his time, but that's okay. That's why we listen to these recordings, because then you can hear it and you will improve in the next time that you do this. I'm glad that you picked that up, that you kind of, that you wasted his time a little
bit. I do deals with investors, you know, a lot of commercial, and it's pretty rapid pace and you don't want to waste anybody's time.
Right. Yep. It's not all agents can pick up the fact that they're wasting the prospect's time if they don't get to the point.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's hear how this one goes.
Hello.
Hey, this is Dan at EXP. I was calling about the home for sale in Bridalwood.
Yeah.
Hey, is this the owner?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey.
You hear that tone?
He's very serious.
That tone where he went up on the end is, what do you want?
He's very short.
Mm-hmm. He's getting suspicious now.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, yeah, I was doing a survey of some of the...
Who says thanks for taking my call, Danny?
I started that recently on Fizbo's, but I don't know why.
Do you know who says that?
Mm-mm.
Salespeople.
Mm.
Does your mom ever say thanks for taking my call?
No.
No? Your friends ever say thanks for taking my call?
Unless they're goofing around, no.
No, the only people who say thanks for taking my call is somebody trying to sell you something.
Okay.
Don't thank them for taking your call.
I'll stop that one.
Yeah. It's just a simple point, dude, but nobody who isn't trying to sell you something says, thanks for taking my call.
Well, enough small points can make a big difference.
Yes.
Those in your area, some of the for sale by owners. And I just had a couple questions, if you had a minute or two.
Yeah.
So Timothy, when you sell this house, do you have another house to move into, or what are your next plans?
I already have another house, yes.
Oh, okay. So
let me ask you a question. This is why you have to burn this script. It worked back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s when I used it. Here's the thing, man. These days, does anybody want to answer your survey? Like, do you want to have a survey conducted?
Apparently not.
Mm-hmm. By a strange salesperson calling you out of the blue? No.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we teach, when you're getting into an intro, who are you? Why are you calling? What do you want? And if what you want is to do a survey, which is that script that you're reading from, mm-hmm. there's no value in it for the consumer that has now been interrupted by your sales call. And so that's why I'm saying you get in quick. Hey, this is Danny with Whatever Realty. I'm giving you a call about your property on address. I wanted to see if it's still available or not. Straight to the point, right?
The more I think about it, that survey seems kind of like, to be honest, bullshit.
It is. And I would say that in these days, these times, the only people that are going to be duped into, oh, this is just a survey, are probably in the retirement home right now and don't have anything that they want you to sell.
Ah, age difference. Okay.
So get straight to it.
I already have another house. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you really don't have any huge rush on this property.
I do not.
Okay. Awesome. And Kurt,
I presumed the freaking rush part. I mean, people can have a rush without having to buy. You never know. I presumed.
Yeah, you don't need to. So in this moment, what would you do instead when you said, first of all, you wouldn't be asking if he has another place to go to because it's irrelevant. But let's say that you did and he said, yeah, I already have another house. Where would you go instead?
So if he said he already has a house, I would ask, what are his plans with this one specifically, if it doesn't sell maybe? Or see, I don't know. This is kind of where I need some guidance.
We're 44 seconds in. For sale by owners, I think just get to the point is the best thing to do.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, I'm a real estate agent. I may end up with buyers who might be interested in your property. Are you offering a compensation or a commission if I bring a buyer to your property? So, and he's probably going to say yes. If he says no, you got an even bigger problem you got to deal with before you ask him a listing with you.
That's what happened here.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's hear how that goes then. So we eventually get to it.
Certainly, are you using any other methods to market this property instead of Zillow, besides Zillow?
No.
Okay. I see you're at 575. What methods did you use to get that price?
Comps.
Okay.
You're pissing him off with these pointless questions. I said comps.
Yeah, I was like, you don't have to get mad at me. I just had just a question.
Yeah, he yelled comps at you because he's getting pissed at these pointless questions. But when you listen to it from a consumer, what's the point of these questions?
I get it now on the other with a different perspective for sure.
How did you get? That's excellent. How did you get your comps?
I got them from a realtor.
Oh, okay. So you have a realtor you're potentially working with in this property?
I'm not under contract with any realtor at present.
Now he's figured out what your game is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. How long are you going to have it for sale by owner potentially before you...
Probably until I sell it.
Okay, so you haven't thought about using an agent on this property?
I have not.
Okay, okay. So you don't have an agent in mind. Okay, that was probably like... Honestly, my last question, would you ever consider using an agent on this property?
So you have good instincts, Danny. You're a good salesperson and you sound really good on the phone. I'm hoping that as you hear this, I hope that it resonates for you that you just need to get to it quicker and be more plain, and you don't need to use cat and mouse games with people.
And I think it's causing less agitation as well, to be honest.
Yes, exactly.
Question, would you ever consider using an agent on this property?
No.
Okay. Totally understand. So you're just trying to save some money on the sales side?
Now you put the answer. You just gave him the answer.
Yeah.
Right. You gave him his answer.
I presuppose his objection.
Yeah. So what would you do instead if you were going to ask a question? So I'm going to rewind you to where you asked a good question and he said no. All right. So you asked.
Honestly, my last question, would you ever consider using an agent on this property?
Would you ever consider using an agent on this property? And he proceeds to say no.
No.
Okay.
Now, what would you ask him?
I would potentially, maybe you can correct me, I would ask, what benefits are you getting by not using an agent or are you selling yourself?
Yes. Great job, dude. Exactly. Make him tell you. Okay?
So kind of rephrase it, but ask him.
Yeah.
And we all know the benefit is saving money, potentially.
That's where you're failing.
Yes.
Because you're making assumptions. Dude, he just... Maybe his five ex-wives were all real estate agents and he hates us. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe the guy's upside down and doesn't have a penny to his name and can't bring it to the settlement table, which probably isn't happening right now. But I've been in those situations. Here's my point. This is why I'm saying you're failing at that, is because you're making assumptions.
Yeah.
You need to know less. The less you know, the better questions you will ask.
You know what we also found out, Dale, is if we have a conversation that's too long, We never ever get the deal.
Ask good questions. You don't know why. I wanted to make this point. Everybody, every consumer you're talking to is doing something or not doing something for a set of reasons or a set of beliefs in order to achieve or avoid something. And you have to figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's the basic laws of desire.
Nobody does or says anything for no good reason. Now, let's hear what happens here. He said no. And you asked a really good question instead of reaffirming his objection.
Totally understand. So you're just trying to save some money on the sales side?
Exactly.
Okay. Well,
And on the buy side.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So you wouldn't consider paying a buyer's agent if they brought you a buyer?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I might have a couple buyers, but, okay. Well, let me see if I can dig some people up for you, see what I can do for you, okay?
I like how you did the soft takeaway. You just like showed him a little bit of ankle and you were like, oh no, you can't have this, right? I might have a few buyers, but you let me know.
I don't work for free.
Right. I think we could really strengthen this a lot. So let's hear how it ends.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tim. You have a good rest of your week, sir.
You too.
Bye.
Damn, that guy outsold you and didn't even have to say much.
Right. Did not.
Yeah.
He did not say much in that call at all.
No, he didn't. So when you said the guy didn't talk, it's because you didn't get him to talk.
It's my fault.
Well, that's why we're here, man, right? We're studying these things. We're studying the game tapes. And what appears to be a prickly old guy who won't tell you anything is just really kind of a function of the way that we led this guy down the question path.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He didn't call me.
Not at all. Not at all. And in fact, call him back. And here's how that conversation would go. Pretend you're a prickly old guy, okay? Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hello, prickly old guy. This is Dale again. You and I talked a couple weeks back. You said you weren't going to use an agent to buy or sell that property over on whatever street. Have you gotten an acceptable offer on it yet?
Damn it. No. No offer.
Okay, got it. Hey, you know what? I know that we went around in circles. You said you aren't going to use an agent. You said you won't even pay a buyer agent to bring somebody to that property. I'm just curious, what made you decide to do this yourself?
Well, man, just thought I would save some money and get more money when I sell this house and not have to pay another agent.
Got it. Okay. So let me ask you this. Is it about cutting any cost that it takes to get it sold? Or is it about putting the most money in your pocket at the end of the day and getting the deal done? Which is more important to you?
I think it's really just cutting the cost for the sale.
Now, let's say you're a prickly old douche and you say both.
Both. Yeah.
Both. Okay, got it. You want to spend as little as possible and you want to make the most you possibly can. Is that right?
Yeah, ideally.
Have you ever worked with an agent before?
Maybe 20 years ago, my ex-wife.
Okay. Now, you see, I just shifted too. I'm figuring out who you are and how you've made your decisions, right? So mm-hmm. that I can then start to craft a case for you that's going to be appealing.
Makes sense.
And I don't care that you said both. Great. Let's do both.
Just an objection you bypass, right?
Yeah, I really don't care what anybody says, unless it's like I'm getting off the phone, click. That's the only time we're dead.
Yeah, it's like hang up, yeah.
All right, great. Danny, thank you for letting me yell at you and coach you for a little while, buddy.
Hey,
I appreciate you being coachable. I hope that listening back to some of this stuff will help you kind of sharpen up what you're doing, make quicker intros, clearly who you are, why you're there, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, you can get down to the point quicker with them.
Yeah, I need to do more, apparently. Mm-hmm. More of this, reviews.
Get more contacts, however you need to get them. And you're going to do great, man. You have really good sales instincts.
Well, thanks, Dale. I'm looking forward to watching more of these and hopefully this one as well.
You got it, man. Appreciate you being coachable, man, and showing up and being willing to do this for everybody else's sake. What did you get out of today's call review?
I learned one of the most important things you can do is to be an active listener and to be more flexible and go off script, and also to not use the survey script because it's outdated. And additionally, be more upfront with investors and FSBOs. Just get to the point. I think that should yield me more success.
Good. I think you also learned or got reminded how to craft and ask a good question mm-hmm. into the face of an objection using their words.
Yep. Using active listening, using what they say, and spinning it around and using that as well.
Excellent. You know, it's crazy. If you have kids or spouse or whatever, you can use it with them too. It works there also.
I'll try it on my wife tonight.
Don't let her know what you're doing.
She won't know a thing.
All right, man. Great. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate you.